2. Biology.
Willa the Wisp. In many countries across the globe, people have reported the appearance of mysterious lights that appear over bogs and swamps at night. Still more strange, the lights disappear when approached. There are many names for this curious occurrence, the most common being the Will-o'-the-Wisp. Explanations for the Will-o'-the-Wisp have been offered by both folktales as well as by science. The Will-o'-the-Wisp has become the subject of many folktales. In one version, popular through parts of Scotland, the lights are produced by evil spirits. They create the lights in order to lure travelers away from the road and get them lost. In other versions, they lead travelers into the water with the light until they've stepped into the bog. The traveler is left alone in the dark in the middle of the swamp with no guide to get them back to the road. While many folktales consider seeing the Will-o'-the-Wisp as ominous, some cultures believe that it is good luck to observe the Will-o'-the-Wisp. For example, in Scandinavian countries, people think that the lights indicate that a large treasure trove is buried beneath the spot where the light shines. According to this legend, the guardian of the treasure uses fire to clean the silver and gold that are buried at that spot. This is why the light can be seen over the fog. The ancient explanations provided by folktales are challenged by some modern scientists who have different ideas about the origin of the Will-o'-the-Wisp. According to some scientists, the lights are not supernatural at all. Instead, they are caused by a natural process. They think that when fish die in the bog, they create a number of gases that are released into the water. When the gases encounter oxygen, a chemical reaction occurs. The byproduct of the reaction creates the lights over the water. In order to prove this theory, a pair of Italian scientists conducted a series of experiments. In the experiments, they tried to reproduce the conditions in bogs to see if the lights would appear. They collected the same chemicals that are produced by the rotting fish at the bottom of the bog. When they added oxygen, they found that a light was produced, thus proving the theory.